Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 11th of October of 2022. I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And I am glad to be with you wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the program. As they say, whatever device you may be using, however you may be tuning in, I'm just grateful that you have tuned into the broadcast here on a Tuesday night. As I as I sit here and beg for pulled pork, a big giant thing of nuggets from McDonald's, a big giant thing of fries. and some other stuff. Hashtag just saying. Because apparently I have been banned from all of it. Just saying. Things that I am wanting. But it's good to be with you wherever you have been tuning in from. As we have countries tuning in. We have people tuning in from all different countries, including Iraq, Iran, and, of course, other places, Canada, America. But country only gets shown if it makes up 1% of the listenership. But that's a cool thing that we have listeners tuned in from all these different places. And it's just great to have you with us tuned in, wherever you may be tuning in from. And I'm just glad that you're here. And so, with it being called the Miracle Man Show, of course, I believe in miracles, and the miracle-working power of God. Because other people might say, what do you mean miracles? I'm like, yeah, there's sports miracles that you might see. Maybe you have this team who comes back from, 21 points down, 24 points down. Maybe they were 23 points down or 24 points down and at halftime or maybe in the third quarter, and they come back and won the football game. I've heard of things like that. I was actually at a game back in 07, a Midland semifinal game where that happened in Midland. State semifinal game back in 07 where we were down by 28-7 to this team from Lowell, Michigan, which is a city over on the west side of Michigan over in the Grand Rapids area. So we were down to them at halftime, 28-7.
And then we end up coming back, and we end up winning the game 31-28. But we even had to stop them in the fourth quarter because we had to make a fourth a goal line stance. Because they were down at the one, and they were that close to getting a touchdown. Luckily, we kept them out, and that was a pretty cool thing. But so that's like one of those sports miracles. But ultimately, you know, we talk about miracles from God, and part of that can even mean favor. You know, when you have the favor of God on your life. And that's always a great thing to have. It's to have favor with God and man, which is, you know, mentioned in your Bible, this idea that you can have favor with God and man, because I think of Joseph from the Bible. He was very highly favored. He had favor. And he was Joseph, you know, he ends up going from being in prison. He ends up going from having his coat ripped from him, thrown in the pit by his brothers. He went from that to being ahead, not only the leader of a prison, but being the leader of Joseph. Went from that all the way to being leader of Egypt, which is pretty neat, actually, because Joseph hadn't been doing so hot, you know, because he had, what I mean is he had been thrown in that cistern. And his brothers, they wanted him gone. They didn't like him that much because they called him that dreamer because of favor of God. You know, God used him. And he ends up being head of Egypt for a time. And then, of course, later on, he ends up giving instructions about his bones, about, you know, what to do with them, all that. And you see there's my pastor had recently preached a message on, like, you know, different things about Hebrews 11, like one of the things you can, you know, hope for. And one of them, of course, is a good report. And so that's a great thing, you know, from Hebrews 11. And, of course, faith is trusting in God, believing that he will do what he said in his word. And I'm even talking about, like, mountain-moving faith. You'll be able to say to this mountain, "Be thou removed and cast into the sea, as far as the east is from the west. And it shall be done." Didn't say maybe. It didn't say, and it didn't say in the Bible, where God might have said. Now, God never said this, but some people might think, you know, that God says, "My arthritis is killing me. A third of the angels have the flu. Another third have COVID." you know, and all this other stuff, and I just had to hack one of the pearly gates to make a payment on the throne room tomorrow. What am I going to do? No, I didn't say that. No way. Some people might want to think that, but no. I believe the promises of God are yes and amen. And I, of course, keep my hope and trust in him. And if you missed last night's program where we talked about confession, you can go online to blogtalkradio.com, and, you know, there's a search bar where you can type in Upfront Entertainment. Click on the link that says Live Enlarge, and then you'll see Miracle Man. And you can go back and tune in to last night where we talked about good confessions, because it's important to make good confessions. It really is. You want to make good confessions because the Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we want to speak life. That's what I choose to do. Now, so that's what I choose to do. You do what you want, but of course, I'd rather you choose life, speak life over your circumstances. Speaking of life, I really feel like I'm supposed to mention this to you guys again. And that is, on November 8th in this country, the United States, it's an election day. And of course, yes, we're voting for who we want to represent us in the U.S. House of Representatives. And in certain places, you know, based on the year, there's also U.S. Senate elections. So make sure, of course, to register to vote and then get out there and vote. And research the candidates before you vote. Research them. Don't just go based on popularity contest or I know that guy or that lady. Don't just do the brownie point vote, because that's not good if you do the brownie point voting. Because I vote based on, you know, who's going to represent those of us who are Christians. That's the way I choose to vote. So, but what I want to mention to you is, for those of us who live in Michigan, like me, there is a proposal called Proposal 3, that if voted yes on by the people, what it would do would be, it would make abortion much easier to attain. even it would be catastrophic. It would make it so that even girls under 18 could go get an abortion without consent. Their schools would even be able to refer them. And it is very, very dangerous. Proposal 3 is very dangerous. It does not prioritize life. It doesn't. And it would be one of the most dangerous abortion laws on earth if passed. And if you live in Michigan and you are for the sanctity of life, if you're for the sanctity of life, then I would suggest that you vote no on Proposal 3. Vote no on it because it's dangerous. It's not godly. It's not holy. And there's places online you can go to read more about it. And so another thing you can do about this, those of us who live in Michigan, pray. Christians, we pray and we vote. Because while it is, even though it is important, honestly, I just feel like, you know, we need to come against this Proposal 3 because it's dangerous. So I try not to get political on here, but I just felt like I was supposed to mention this. And I will also say the Bible says pray for those who are in authority. And if you live in this country, even if you live outside of it, you know, President Biden, pray for him. Pray that he makes it through this term because the next person in line would be even worse. The next person in line would be even worse. So that's why we have to pray that he makes it through the term and that we get the right person in office in January of 2025. So that is the only politics you're getting tonight. Thank you, Jesus. From me, that is. And I've heard the thing, some of you might have heard this too. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But they always say, like in some places, there's things you don't talk, two things you don't talk about, religion and politics. And I'm like, on this program, I talk about my God, my Jesus, my Lord, my Lord and Savior. You know, about politics. Well, generally we try not to talk about politics on here. And when we do, I try to keep it strictly limited. Okay. Just kind of so you understand where I'm coming from on this. All right. Amen. So, moving along, I want to remind you of the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great my God has been. You know, and it chronicalizes the different miracles that have happened in my life. Because I've seen a lot of miracles, lots of healing manifestations. I've had my hands healed from warts, then healed of cancer. I've had my healings, my kidneys healed, excuse me, not my healings healed, my kidneys healed. I've had my immune system healed. I've been healed of seizures and other things. And I know God's not done with me, because otherwise I'd be dead. I honestly believe that if it weren't for the healing power of God, I would be dead right now. I would have died years ago. Guaranteed. Because, I mean, just about guaranteed. But thankfully, I'm not. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God that I'm still alive, that I get to sit here today and talk to you. But that's all there in the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com, R-I-V, as in Victor, E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how the book can be a blessing unto your life. And so, and I believe in God for more and more people to read the book that we wrote. And so, praise God for that. The other thing I would like to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com if this has been a blessing into your life at all. I've enjoyed doing it. I hope that you've enjoyed it. We've been doing it 5 years, and I've been enjoying it. Go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. And then in the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukpa. That's Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind related to that is the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla. Both of those are capitalized. So please make a note of that, if you would, kindly. And you know, that way, you know, the, you know, if you sow a seed, it goes to the right place. And so, I was thinking about this, you know, and, you know, God doesn't look strictly about, you know, how many dollars. So he looks at the heart, looks at the percent. But don't tip God, you know, the way you might tip your waitress or your waiter when you go eat. Or your delivery driver or, you know, whatever. Don't tip God. And there's a verse that I want to sow into your life, and this is however someone purposes in their heart, let them give. And also, you shouldn't give out of necessity. You should want to give because you love what the gospel has done in your life. And like you love the teaching and love the word of God that we've given you here. And yes, we have fun on here, you know, time to time. And I talk sometimes about what's going on a little bit and also the sports updates. Because after all, I have always wanted to be a sportscaster of some kind ever since back in 2008 when I was in high school. Listening to a Lions game that was in Houston. And I was enjoying how their guy was calling. I could hear in the background their stadium announcer. When I was first intrigued by these stadium announcers, though, like truly intrigued, goes back to my first Pistons game at the Palace with Mason, stadium announcer Mason, back at the Palace of Auburn Hills in March of 2004. And I enjoyed hearing him yell like, "Burn, Wallace!" And then you hear in the background, "Wallace, Wallace." Like the echo, or I always thought that was cool. And so, but when I first wanted to be an broadcaster was back in 2008. But so that being said, we do bring you, you know, sports updates. And yes, home of Football Central Monday and Wednesday nights during the football season, complete with my predictions. Yes, we're going to talk about that Monday night game a little bit from last night. And so, but may God bless you as you give. Sow your seed. And we're going to get into a couple songs, then get into the word of the Lord. And go from there. Mm-hmm. Lift up the name of Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, we're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up, lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, we're going to let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up, lift him up. Deaf ears will be open, blinded eyes shall see. Chains will be broken, we'll have liberty. Lift him up, lift him up. We're gonna lift him up, lift him up. Lift up the name of Jesus, shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus, we're gonna let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up, lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up, lift him up. Deaf ears will be open, blinded eyes shall see, chains will be broken, we'll have liberty. Lift him up, lift him up. We're gonna lift him up, lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw near unto thee. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I search the world. But you came along, put me back together. Failures and faults, but you've seen them all, and you can find, still call me friend. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing, nothing is better than you. I know it's true. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness. Failures and faults, Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountains is the God of the valley. There's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You give beautiful ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You give graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You are here with us. You're here in our midst. You are the miracle worker, promise keeper. You are the light in the darkness. You do make a way. When it seems like there's no way, you make a way. All the times you come through for us, when we call on your name, and we might sit there and we might just feel like there's no way possible. We might feel like this isn't possible. But we know with you, all things are possible. Not some things. Not most things. All things are possible for you, God. And I thank you, Master, for that. And I adore you tonight. I worship you. thank you, Master, for what you've done already in the lives of these people that are tuned in tonight. Thank you for what you're doing right now, the needs that you're meeting right now, the healings that are happening right now, the things that were broken that are being put together right now. Thank you, Master, for what you're going to do, for the great things that you are going to do. Because, and I know you're not done with us. Because I know that you're just going to keep, I know you're just going to keep moving for us. That you'll just keep doing things for us. And I thank you, Master, for that. And now, I thank you for this time we have to study your word. I mean, and I just thank you, Master, but we have the privilege to get to study tonight, to get to learn more about you tonight. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me to John 14, please, if you would. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Word of God. And we'll read a bit, and then I want to talk to you and teach on how we are the vine, how he's the vine, we are the branches. Verse 1, chapter 14, let's go. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Oh, in a day like today, in the last of the last days, it can be so easy to get your heart troubled and worried. You know what a great way to get your heart troubled is? Go turn on CNN. Go turn on MSDNC. The ABC's a fake news. CBS. Fox. Sometimes Fox is also fake. Didn't used to be, but... all right. We'll read. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me, meaning in Jesus. In my Father's house are tiny little rooms that are like little closets. Oh, isn't that what it says? In my Father's house are like one or two tiny little rooms. Oh, it's not in there, is it? In my Father's house are many, many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there, meaning to my Father's house, to heaven. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and I will take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. What is he talking about there, you may ask, Miracle Man? You may say, Miracle Man, what are you talking about? Heaven. The way to heaven. There's only one way to get to heaven. You want to know what, folks? It's not roller skates. It's not by flying a kite. It's not on a helicopter. It's not on a jetliner. It's not in the water. No. The only way to heaven is through Jesus. Verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? But Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and I've seen him. I was going slow on purpose because I wanted you to get that. What he's saying there is, Jesus is telling his disciples, listen, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Can't get to the Father without coming through me. That's part of why we have to accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior in order to make heaven. Verse 8, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And that will be enough for us. But Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has also seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Well, don't you believe that I am in the Father? And that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father. He will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor does it know him. But you know him. For he lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and will show myself to him. Then Judas Iscariot said, "But Lord, how do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and will make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad I am going to the Father, and the Father who is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer. And the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." We'll read the first few verses of 15. "I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me. I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine." In other words, what he's telling us, he is the vine. We are the branches. "If a man remains in me, and I remain in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and I remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and so that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. All right, I'm going to cut off there. So, what you see there, we read about tonight, is this vine and branches thing. So he's the vine. Like, so if you think about the grapes, you know, they come, you know, you go to the grocery store and you pick up some grapes. There's a vine. Of course, the grapes have to come from somewhere. And then there'll be the branch, you know, there'll be the grapes come on the vine. But you see, Jesus is the vine in this case. But we are the branches. But in order for to stay that way, you know, we have to stay in him and him in us. This is part of why you have to keep believing. You know, stay in church. Stay hooked on to God. Stay a Christian. Not cool off. And bad branches, they get branches that don't produce any fruit. You know what happens? They get thrown off of the vine and they get put in the fire and they get burnt. But the good branches, they stay. And you and I are the branches. You and I are the branches. Not someone else. It's you and I. What I mean by not someone else is, I mean, you know, as humans, we're the branches. Jesus is the vine. He's the vine. And he has a banner. There's a banner that's over us. It's love. And put a Y, says, you know, as we had read, you know, this is my commandment, you love one another, that your joy would be complete. Joy would be complete. And so, and it's important, you know, that we stay, the branches, that we stay hooked onto that vine being Jesus. How do we do that? Follow him. Obey him. You know, do things, the things that a Christian should do to be a follower of Christ. Like those connectors to God, staying connected with him. Part of that's reading your Bible, prayer, church. And you got those little connectors. Click, 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 click. The altar. Faith in God. Trusting Him. You know, guarding who you listen to. You know, those are great ways to stay connected to God and not be getting disconnected. Because when you disconnect from God, it's almost like falling off that vine. Because the branches come on a vine. You know, like a vine of grapes. But we, as Christians, it's important that we stay hooked on to that. And multiply. I mean, and be fruitful. What's that mean? That means part of how you be fruitful is you tell others about Jesus. And people need to know there's only one way to heaven. One way to God. That's through Jesus. One way. And by the way, it's not with the rosary. Well, it's not just yelling a Shundai and three Hikamos. Like, Shundai, Hikamo, Hikamo, I found God. Oh, Abato, you found God. He was never lost. It's you that was lost, Bubba. He found you. Took you out of the miry clay. Set your feet upon a rock, and now we know. Amen. Because people will say, you know, I found God. And I'm like, give it, will ya? And so, that's why we had read in 14 about not letting your hearts be troubled. And today it can be easy to get for your heart to be troubled, downcast, worry. Why not, instead of worrying, give the things you would have been worrying about, let God deal with them. Like, I give you my life. I give you this, I give you that report. I give you, you know, whatever it is you're dealing with. Give that stuff to God. Let Him deal with it. Lay your yoke upon Him. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your love grow cold. Don't let your love grow cold. You know, as Christians, we're supposed to love each other, not choke each other. Not try to get even with each other. Not try to you know, just try to give them a piece of your mind, as they say, clean their clock. No, you're supposed to love one another. True, you know, love, that doesn't mean you're going to like one another, that you're going to like everybody. I'm trying to find a like everybody verse. Can't find it. Well, you got to love them. One of the Bible we're supposed to love even who we don't like. Because the truth is, yes, we have our own different, you know, preferences and, you know, with people and, you know, our different, you know, flavors and, you know, you got all that. But in the end, you're supposed to love everybody. It's not about race. It's not about all this other stuff. Speaking of race, guess what? There is only one race, the human race. Unless you got a tail. Or, you know, all those other things like rabbits have or dogs have and what have you. Like the animals. Unless you're that. There is only one race. It's the human race. Now, it's great, you know, when you can have people of different backgrounds, you know, like, you know, people who, you know, from different places, people of African descent, people of, you know, whether we talk, you know, whites or African American or Asian, you know, European, that's all great. But we don't I don't believe in like celebrating your differences, but should be able to get along and not be going after someone else just because, you know, that skin or whatever might be a little bit different. But supposed to love everybody. It didn't say unless. It doesn't matter what they've done. You're supposed to love them. Does that mean you have to agree with them? Oh, no. And we love sinners, but we don't love the sin they do. Matter of fact, we should hate it. It's supposed to be different from them. People should be able to see us and know that there's something different about us. Be like, you know, there's something different about you. If you smile, like, how do you always have a smile on your face? How do you, you know? About the face thing, I was thinking, you know, back when when people were mandated to wear the face diaper, didn't see much smiling at all. My mom had a face diaper that she would wear, and the face diaper said on it, on the face diaper, it said, "I'm actually smiling." Yep, that's what it said. It says I'm actually smiling. I don't know where it is. I think she might have thrown it away. Because these days, basically, the only place you're usually being forced to wear it is in a medical setting. Other than that, much more often than not, places you're going to are not requiring for you to wear a face diaper. And no, I did not lose track of my message at all. I was just saying, you know, it's great to be able to smile once in a while. I would have said, if you can, back in the day, I would have said, even at least try to fake a smile under your face diaper. I can just hear people saying, it's called a mask. Well, from some countries like South Africa, it's called a mask or a mask, however you want to say it. I'd be like, well, yeah, but essentially a diaper on your face. For what? And I'm so glad that we're not being forced to just universally wear them anymore. And so, so what I wanted you to get out of this, you know, it's important that we stay connected to God. And don't lose track of him. That we make sure that he is first in our lives, that we stay connected. Because when you do the things that Christians should be doing, like when you go to church, when you go to a good church that preaches the Bible, you say amen when the pastor preaches, you praise God, you worship God, you bring the tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that there may be meat in your house. You know, believe in him for what it is that you have need of, trust in him. Then you have all these connectors. And then you're staying connected to that vine. As we are the branches. And I don't know about you, but I plan to stay connected. I don't plan to, like, fall off the branch, fall off the vine, or be thrown off the vine. No way. Just like the wheat and tares. But Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we will get this in our souls, in our minds, that we would not let our hearts be troubled, that we would nor let our love grow cold. Thank you that we would realize that we are the true branches. May we stay connected and use those connectors that connect us to God. And I thank you that we would have it in us to tell others about Jesus and that they would realize there is no way to the Father. There is no way to heaven except through Jesus. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports from last night, in football, in NFL football, you had the Chiefs Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, not Oakland, Las Vegas, in Kansas City. At one point, you had the Chiefs down 17 to nothing. The Chiefs work their way back. They get back in the game. They end up beating the Raiders 30-29. There were a couple of bad calls involving, like, catches, one involved in offsides. At one point when they were down, when they were still down just before the half, and after the Chiefs had just scored, for their first time, there was a very bad call I was listening to it on the radio, and the people were booing louder than I had heard them boo in a long time. I mean, it was insane. They were mad. They were fed up. But, hey, it's the game. Sometimes the officials aren't always going to make the right call. I know about this myself. And by that, I mean, I've been a witness in the stands at a game where that happened. I don't mean like a courtroom witness. I'm not like at the game. Like where I had seen very questionable calls from officials. It's the game. Sometimes these officials are going to go by what they see. What they see might not always line up with. No? So, be back tomorrow night with another great show. And I will have Word and my sports predictions for the upcoming weekend, including a start to the NHL season and a Red Wings team that is hoping to do great things this year. So, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night. So long, everybody.